So could you please sit down so that I can make sure you've all got knives and forks?
I've come to the Eastleigh and Southern Parishes Older People's Forum meeting in Burselden, where members have this morning been listening to a talk on hearing loss. While they break for lunch, I've been asking people what they want to see addressed by our politicians. And it quickly becomes clear that one topic concerns nearly all of them.
The National Health Service.
The NHS. I just feel there's too much privatisation.
The NHS.
I am really very despondent about the NHS. My name is David Andrews and I live in Burselden. I'm an ex-GP. When I left in 1990, everything was simple and we looked after our patients. They now have performance targets and it has changed the relationship between the doctor and the patient.
But there also seems to be a feeling that politicians don't connect with pensioners.
They haven't got any experience of older people. I mean, perhaps if they listened to their father or grandfather, then they'd come up with ideas which were more sensible.
The young think we're getting too many perks, but we've worked all our life and paid our way.
And more than most other groups I've spoken to, older voters aren't just concerned with the national agenda at this election.
We actually surveyed the village, and interestingly enough, the two things which concern both adults and children, most of all, are traffic and dog mess. I think you don't really want central government doing it. It's better localised, isn't it?
The people in charge are sitting in their high chairs, throwing their toys about, without any real comprehension of what really the people need.
But many people here at the forum seem far less worried about what the politicians are promising them.
I think the older people do all right. I am more worried about the younger people. The outlook is not very good. If you haven't got a decent house, how can you get a decent education? Everything else, an awful lot at least, follows on from the fact that you haven't got a reasonable place to live in.
It's jobs. I think the young still are worried about insecurity. When I was young, we had our pick of jobs.
I went to university because I was given a grant. I've got grandchildren and I don't know how they're going to manage, because not only are the fees horrendously expensive, but then they've got this debt. They'll be clobbered just at the moment when they're trying to get a home, perhaps even have children, but they'll still have this debt hanging around their necks.